While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good morning and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you, 10:06 a.m. Central Time, which means in Romania, it is 6:06 p.m. Qatar, it is 7:06 p.m. In the Hollywood Hills, Party Town, USA, where the white powder flows almost as freely as the tax dollars being wasted by the Bidens, it is 8:06 a.m. In Afghanistan, that's the quagmire on top of the foobar where Americans are still trapped behind enemy lines. And let's be clear, they are enemies. It is 8:36 p.m. there. And on the Ivory Coast, 4:06 p.m. Taiwan, 12:06 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check brought to you at the top of each and every hour so that one can't possibly forget to try to fathom away that which is true about the Bidens, that they are crooked, corrupt, and doing irreparable harm to our nation as they squat at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You could be a part of this conversation, and certainly I hope you will, by dialing 888-455-1360, 888-455-1360. You can also text me at 79489. Email, that's 79489. Emails sent to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. regular.joe@mwcradio.com. So last hour we had a little bit of a crash coursing in IT courtesy of Whoopi Goldberg and Jen Psaki. The press corps, of course, is we're peppering Jen Psaki with questions yesterday in anticipation to tonight's press. I keep saying that. It's a force of habit because you think formal press, excuse me, this afternoon's press conference. By the way, this is only his second in 12 months. At this point in Donald Trump's presidency, he had done 22 press conferences. Total right now for Biden is nine press conferences, only 2 formal press conferences. But, you know, it's allowed when you're Joe Biden. Now, we always endeavor to get to the latest, the greatest, to break the news here. And thanks to some connections I have in Washington, I have exclusive audio. The press corps apparently has been meeting to prepare, since this is only the second one that they're doing with Joe Biden. They want to make sure it's done, well, special, I guess is the best way to say it. Because after all, this is the eve of 1 year since he became a squatter right inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, we were able to obtain audio from this meeting of the press corps as they were trying to make sure they were fully and totally prepared for this afternoon. And here it is.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
This is what they're going to do. This is how they want to start it out. They want to make sure that they welcome him properly. They're pretty good.
And I didn't forget
we lost the feed, I guess. But nonetheless, that's good harmony coming from that. I wouldn't expect that from the press corps. I'm pretty sure that that was reporter Steven that was kind of doing the high part there, the one that was being chastised by Jen Psaki. Now, the questions that they had yesterday, one was, a couple interesting things. So I was talking about the whole, 7 to 12 days, and then I got someone that wrote in. I don't know if they're, I don't recognize the name immediately, so they could be a merry band of regular, they could be one of our left-wing, I don't know. And they said, here's an idea. Order a set of tests before you get sick. Keep them in your medicine cabinet, not hard. Well, that would be great, you see, but the surge is now. See, the problem is all the need is now. So 7 to 12 days from now, they actually think that by the time most of these will be arriving in people's mailboxes, the whole surge will be done. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of getting out in front of it. Just imagine, Alexander, that if this were if this was not Joe Biden, but this was Donald Trump, the savaging he would take if it came out that he had a meeting with Dirk Fauci and all the scarf queen 2 months ago, 3 months ago now, and he hadn't taken their advice. I mean, just think about it. They would be savaging him right now. And this would get, well, I think I've already answered your question. So it's not a question. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can plan ahead. Personally, I don't think the government should be doing it at all. I think the government should get the hell out of the way. If they want anything, make the test available. Let people go buy them. If you want to have a test, go buy a test. The simple, easy, boom. But, it's not just that they're providing them in a very inadequate way. It may be causing other issues. Now, it's not a secret. I'm not a big fan of Governor Hogan in Maryland, mostly because he charades around as a Republican, and that's part of why I don't care for him much. But this came up in the press conference yesterday. The reporter you're about to hear is quoting Governor Hogan, and he's asking a very interesting question. Now, you may recall, right on these airways in the Regular Joe Show, when this first thing came up about they're going to buy all, they're going to give you first it was a half billion, now it's a billion free tests. I said, yeah, that's kind of interesting because then people aren't going to be able to buy them on the shelves, right? Because they're buying up all of the inventory. No, this is new inventory. We're ordering new tests. This has nothing to do with the supply chain of getting tests to the shelves and to people. Cut number 8 undercuts that.
He said, quote, we're sort of hijacking the tests that we already had plans for, and we're now getting some of those providers to tell us they no longer have the rapid tests. So what is the White House's response to that criticism that the federal government is purchasing these same allotment of tests and hamstringing some state efforts here?
I'd have to check into that on the accuracy of that with our COVID team, and I'm happy to do that. All right, thanks so much, everyone.
Okay, thanks. We'll get back to you. So let me just be clear what they're saying. They're saying, look, there's X amount of, because again, we have a lot of manufacturing in within the listening audience. The machines can only produce X amount of product in X amount of time. Now, this is why you add shifts, right? You go second shift, third shift, whatever it might be. But by the way, there's only 3 shifts. And if you're filling out 3 shifts and you're going nonstop, you can produce this number. The only way to get to a higher number, if you're an individual manufacturer, is to buy more machinery and build a new factory, but that doesn't exactly happen overnight. If you are the purchaser, then you go to multiple manufacturers and say, hey, can you do this? But again, it's very predictable. That's part of what that's why manufacturing works well with lean principles, all these things, because it is a predictable outcome each and every time. So it's a very real question of, well, if all of a sudden one customer comes in and says, I want them all, give me everything, that's going to have an impact. But they said, no, it's not. Well, now Governor Hogan's saying, no, you're literally buying the allotment that we already had purchased. We had said we're going to buy it. And now the suppliers come back saying, yeah, we can't give it to you because we're selling it to these guys. Which also begs the question, are they paying a premium? Because I know, again, being in business, that if I go to the ABC company and I say, I want all of your widgets And they're like, yeah, but 500,000 of these widgets are supposed to go to this company over there. And I want them. The only way I'm going to get them to in any way convince them to give them to me is if I say, well, how much are they paying? Well, I'll pay $2 more per widget or whatever the number is. Which, by the way, that's your taxpayer dollars. Just to be clear, Joe Biden is not going in to the Ukrainian fund that Hunter set up to make up the difference. He's not like, look, guys, I'll cut a check for the difference. No worries here. That is not how he operates. If anything, he's probably doing the whole two for them, one for me thing. But so there's one of the big problems that you have with what's going on right now. Now, then there was some interesting reporting about, I'll get to CNN, which is always interesting because there's certainly cracks in the dike right now. The question is why? Why suddenly now? And it's not just because there's this preponderance of situations and evidence that they've completely screwed up. I mean, they have done that. They have completely screwed up. But that can't be the real reason why you're hearing more and more within the mainstream media people saying that, you know, there's problems with Biden, he might not be right. That's too easy. They've known all this. One theory somebody floated to me is it now the time, right? Is now when they're going to start getting him out, you know, transitioning him out. He's not good enough to do the job. He's not well enough to do the job. He's whatever it might be. But here's some interesting phraseologies that Jen Psaki used on the question of the John Lewis so-called voters' rights bill, which is not a voter rights bill at all. And she was asked, well, you know, does he feel bad about the speech? And she said it's not partisan. I'm not going to bother playing that. But this is the one that struck me as kind of interesting phrasing. When asked about what the plan B is, right? Like if it doesn't pass, what's he going to do? Well, she said, cut 18.
And you've heard the president say, and I'm sure he will reiterate for you if anyone asks him tomorrow, that until his last breath, he will be fighting for the protection of voting rights.
To his last breath. All right. No telegraphing, I'm sure. But then about a minute later, she said, in cut 20, she also pointed this out.
I'd also note the vice president knows Americans at every level are focused on this fight, and she will continue engaging and leading this effort with activists, policy leaders, and elected officials around the country.
Now, first of all, who are you lying to, Jen? What has Kamala Harris been engaged in? And by engagement, I hope you don't mean like she was with Willie Brown. I hope it's not one of these situations. By engagement, I hope you mean political, rhetorical engagement. But seriously, are we really meant to? That's why she's not on the border, because she's busy talking to world leaders and state leaders and country leaders about this so-called civil rights voting bill. But kind of an interesting thing when he's going to fight to his last breath. Hey, but don't worry, she's waiting in the wings. She's got the lead on this. Now, the other piece in this little answer that I found a little bit chilling, because one, it's blatant, and two, it just makes you wonder what they mean. But in this portion of her answer about what are they going to do if the bill fails, she said, well, look, there's all these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, nonprofits, you know, groups like the Center for Tech and Civic Life. That would be a great example of what she's talking about. She said they've been working with them hand in glove, and they've got all the things planned that will be necessary to, continue with their agenda. Cut number 19.
They're providing training, policy research, messaging guidance, and directing organizing to register voters, deploy voter protection teams in states that are rolling back voter protection.
Go back to that last little part. They're going to deploy voter protection teams. Is it anything like the strike forces that they're developing out in the state of Washington? You know, where if you're an unvaxxed, unclean person, they can hold you and your family against your will in your home? Is that the kind of voter protect? Do the voter protection teams come armed with the keys to the central count? I mean, they did in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so that's why I'm just curious. And who are these people that they're voter protection team? Do they get to wear uniforms? I don't know. Are they wearing perhaps brown shirts? I don't know. I'm just curious, what exactly is she talking about? And by the way, they're spending more of your federal tax dollars with these things. But look, don't worry. If the bill doesn't pass, it's just business as usual. We're going to continue to do damage, because we've got these teams we're going to deploy all over the country. Don't you feel good now? So just to summarize, the Postal Service is in charge of our of our medical health now. I'm sorry, but I mean, seriously. Oh, don't worry. The Postal Service is on the job, which might explain why it takes 12 days to get delivery of anything. As we had one of our merry band of regulars emailed in and said, the post office in charge. I just got on the phone with a friend in Mount Prospect, Illinois. They have not received mail for 11 days. So add that to so it takes 12 days to get there. But then if it actually doesn't get delivery for 11 days, so we're talking a good, what, round it up, 30 days. What could possibly go wrong?
The Regular Joe Radio Show.